Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's a great privilege and a pleasure to be here to speak at this chapel time. I feel so honored when your dean invited me last year to fix this appointment. So I'm looking forward to this day. Thank God that I can make it. And it's not easy for me because I'm not used to speaking in the public like this. The last time I spoke here was 2007. So it's been a long time when I was a part-time student here. Thank God for how he has led me through. And today I'll share the view on Baptist Man Ministry and on the ministry itself and the word sharing with you. What ministry? I will share with later on, I will explain to you. The current state of Christian men need one another. Basically, the focus is on life transformation for Christian men to take place. This is so important. And we talk about man ministry, actually it's also a ministry to men, where even can be 2 or 3% gathered together as men, we are already doing a ministry. And man ministry is a platform whereby we have a platform where we gather all the men come together, you know, to conference and to retreat and so on. So MMN, Man Ministry Network, was established since 2011, for which I was a part to join. And Baptist Man Ministry actually since 2019 grew out of that MMM labor in blessing the churches, in encouraging, equipping, and empowering ministry to men in our local churches. So BMM, actually, we call it, is birthed out of MMM. So, and we have three brothers serving in MMM here with us, Jason and Pastor Hon. And Dennis Lowe is our treasurer in BMM. So before I go further, I would like to share with you one video clip which was made about 12 years ago. So you can see Pastor was very young at the time. So let's pay attention to this.
It's really about reaching men where they are and discipling them in Christ.
It's really about wanting to be the men that God intended us to be.
We can come to a safe place that we can share life together.
It's about men encouraging one another towards becoming better men.
Manhood is in crisis today. By that I mean that men are confused about what they should be and do. And when that happens, our homes and our churches and even our society is impacted negatively.
And if we get the men right to be leaders of where they are, the impact they make in the places they are will be great.
For the Word of God reminds us that as iron sharpens iron, so one sharpens another.
And through our men's ministry, we have seen men being transformed, family being touched, marketplace being engaged for the purposes of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm excited about the Men's Ministry Network because it is about enhancing the discipleship of men. We seek to do that by encouraging, equipping and empowering ministries to men within the distinctive context of each local church.
I believe as churches come together, that they can provide a tremendous resource to each other.
We aspire to be an encouragement.
I foresee the day where this network can be a catalyst for a major event supported by over 100 churches.
I must say the Men Ministry Network hasn't got it all sorted out. We are still in our way learning, but I think it's an excellent platform for us to learn from each other what we can do better than what we are doing today.
Join us in this exciting time of establishing a men's ministry in the local church.
Thank you. So since 2019, February, this BMM, among the Baptist churches, we also felt, in fact, the leaders felt that there's a need to set our own BMM, to reach out to the Baptist churches, to work with the churches on this ministry to men. So we have, you see, you invite one, in men ministry, you invite one, you can get two. Today I have three, you know. So thankful to these dear brothers, we have been journeying together since 2019. This is a very precious photo that we first started, and we have seven of us joining us. But today we are still open. You know, when the Lord leads us, we also invite our brothers, just who have already stepped down, and we hope and pray there will be more churches, the leaders come and join us to work together. So for BMM, we work closely with MMM. They are like our mother. So we actually... but out of that, we had three from Baptist joining the MMN, which is a national level. They are reaching out to different denominations. So for us, we are focusing on Baptist. And we are thankful for our BMN Advisory Council. They are none other than Evan Lam, our Commission Chairman, and also your President, our President, Peter Lim. And also our ED from convention office. They provide spiritual covering for us. At times, we also can consult them, and we are thankful for them to come on board to serve together with us. So BMM, our vision, basically we hope and pray that every Baptist man can be discipled in every season of his life. And our mission is to encouraging men discipleship through ministry to men in every Baptist church. So it's a big vision for us to reach out. So our work will never end. these are our core values. We believe in unity in love and understanding through honesty and prayer in the spirit, humility in mutual submission, and brotherhood as a priority. I would like to share with you what we hope to achieve. We hope to promote and encourage the setting up of men ministry in Baptist churches. So far, we have actually... work in progress. So we have actually, as far as we know and we contact with and invited about 9 only out of the 7 Baptist churches. So please feel free to tell us. We are here to serve you in churches that your churches have not started and growing. So please do approach us. We hope to have a time sharing together. And yes, this is what we also do this equipping and resource on men ministry for Baptist churches. I'll share with you more about later what we have from MMN. And also we organize annual gathering for Baptist men to deal with specific challenges. In the past 3 years, we do online because of COVID. We do equipping series, also the seminar, and also things like that. But through online. Now we open up, so we are able to do physical. And we also coordinate Men's Breakthrough Weekend Retreat and the Manhood Journey Together Retreat in partnership with Anchor Baptist Church. We hope to see Baptist churches coming up, and we can partner with them to help them to do one for them. We also invite other Baptist churches to come along. Like what we did in 2019, Lincoln Baptist was the Anchor Church, and they had, I don't have a photo here, they have 20 old pastors and leaders, and also the brothers who come for the retreat. We are there to serve them together with MMM brothers. So Breakthrough Weekend is actually a 3-day, 2-night retreat. Normally it's out of Singapore. NJT, Men Who Journey Together, I will share later, is a 2-day, 1-night in Singapore. Certainly we hope to, through this opportunity, we want to invite the male students. You are our target this time. We come with a prayer that you come the experience. I will share you why. That's our passion and burden. Because you are the future pastors. So you need to see the needs for this ministry to men. And collaborate with Men Ministry Network, as I said, on initiative to enhance men ministry in Baptist churches. So let me share with you more about why we are doing what we are doing. I'd like to take this opportunity to share with brothers and sisters. It's about many problems Christian men face. This set of site was usually shared with male pastors and male leaders only. That was when we reached out to them to let them see the need of setting up men ministry. Today, we have a lady audience. This is something very unusual to hear about it. But for that, we are so thankful for today. In the past, we heard testimony that the sisters were the one who signed up for their boyfriends or their husbands for them to attend the men's ministry meetings or men's retreat. We hope and pray that for the ladies here, after hearing this, you also will be convinced that there's a place and real need for men's ministry to take place in your respective local church. At least the sisters can be the encouragers in this local church to help the brothers. And but for men ministry, normally we have a male champion in the local church to start this ministry. So without having to explain further, you all will know the current stage of Christian men have many real problems. To be very honest with you, to make things worse, most men are struggling on their own without letting others know. And they are the key cause of many marriage, parenting, youth, LGBT, workplace, church issues, etc. I will explain further in the subsequent slides. So Christian men can be mothered or messed up with the following conditions. They are in confusion in various roles they are playing. How to be Christ's disciple, what it takes to play the role of a husband, how to be father to their children, at the same time, how to be office worker in marketplace, how to be servant leader in church, what does it mean to be playing these roles? On top of all these confusions, they may also be facing challenges such as work pressures, family problems, church ministry issues. In their darkest moment, they make compromises on integrity issue, having priority problems in life, being angry men, giving in duplicity, and being hypocrites in treating others. You may wish to recognize that our Christian manhood is in crisis. It's real, but it silently brews before it becomes publicly blows. We heard cases that the issue they face have become too late to be addressed or handled. For example, we had cases of divorce among Christian men or male leaders when their marriage were in deep troubles without others knowing it earlier. We can say that men are in quiet desperation to some degrees as it varies from man to man. According to Patrick Morley, author of the book The Man in the Mirror, 90% of Christians' men are lukewarm, stagnant, and defeated. It is a very sad factual status of Christian men. As you look around our own churches, you may find it to be quite true in our local context. There are five I aspects of mental crisis leading to why Christian men issues or real struggles must be addressed. The first I, identity. Christian men, no exception, like non-Christian men, may also be looking for personal significance through worldly pursuits. They too may have identity issues to make use of the worldly pursuits to make themselves look successful in life, having big and luxurious cars, staying in big bungalows, having worldly riches and fame, etc., can give themselves the false identity. Some men may use their academic achievement to show off to the world that they are someone with their achievement. Please do not misunderstand that God can bless individuals with material gains and achievement. What we are talking about here is that Christian men, instead of having the true and secure identity as God's son, they are using the worldly pursuit and successes as their identity. When these are gone, they will face a strong sense of lostness of identity. Second I, Christian men may be having idolatry issue. They may be seeking after personal pleasures in sinful practices. This can include pornography, or addiction to gambling, or the love of money may have become their idol in life. At times, it may be through unethical means. Invisible idols in a man's heart may have replaced God's position in the life of a Christian man. The third eye, immaturity, can be the word to describe this Christian man. They may be lacking of spiritual foundation and depth in knowing Jesus and making him as Lord in their life. They may be Christian for many years, but it's sad to say that they may still be at maturity, immaturity level without spiritual growth as God's man. The fourth eye, isolation. You may not be surprised to know that many Christian men are living and struggling by themselves due to their own pride. Hence, not to let others know about their struggles. They may be struggling due to their own darkness without letting others know, not even to their spouse or other closest person in the family. The fifth eye, indifference. You may also notice that there are many Christian men who live a lukewarm Christian life without the earnest zeal to live for God's kingdom. They have no interest on spiritual things as well. Not to talk about winning souls for God or serving in the local church as God's man. When I prepare myself to speak on this five eye manhood crisis, the Lord showed me that during my backsliding year, many years ago, I have all the five eyes in my own manhood crisis. Identity. I've fallen into the worldly pursuits during my late 20s. The pursuit of riches and fame by what I wanted to achieve in life. I thought by what I could achieve, I would become somebody and gain admiration from others. I would likely become a very prideful man today. But the Lord humbled me through my failures to achieve it. I've gone astray from the Lord. That was what I went through. And idolatry. I've forsaken the Lord, and money and fame became my idols in my late 20s. Immaturity. After being a Christian for many years, since I became a Christian at the age of 17 years old, I have not been growing well spiritually. I was at immaturity level until the Lord led me to encounter Him through my own failures in the worldly pursuits. Isolation. Being an introvert person, that made me worse when I struggled alone without being open to other Christian brothers. There was no brotherhood among the Christian men I met in church. Each lived their own life and came to church probably with the mask they put on. Each might live in their own isolation. I too have no cell group life for myself. Indifference, having struggled with my own false identity issue, having my personal idolatry in life, living with immaturity and isolation. Naturally, I was a lukewarm Christian, having indifference to the work of the Lord in church. Thankfully, my life started to be transformed when I encountered the Lord through Man Ministry Platform in 2007 in my mid-40s. That has been some time ago. That was where I met Pastor Hon. He was also there together in the men's retreat. You know, we were broken people. But thank God, God saved us. So the mega question, deriving from my own past experience and the observation, is the fact that churches do have Christian men who may be going through a mental crisis. Here's a mega question posed to everyone. Where are our churches in this manhood crisis? So there's a division between what church celebrates versus what corrupts men. We look for church health signs such as attendance at a Bible study class, prayer meetings, cell group, and ministry service. Nothing wrong to see the growth of attendance and celebrate about it. But please take note that it's the unseen that destroys the man. These are the unseen which are not noticeable from the outside. Man's identity crisis, integrity issue, humility, purity, maturity, duplicity, hypocrisy issues, the list goes on. By now, we hope you do recognize there's a gap between what church offers and what men really need. Church platforms such as pulpit, providing principle in general, cell group, emphasizing relational, women and kids. Ministry service focusing on functional, on work and growth. But what do men really need? Is a manhood content on the practicals and the principles? A masculine context describes how men are wired. A mentoring culture through modeling and maturing of men. Knowing what men, Christian men need, let us consider how our church can meet the needs of our own Christian men. A male correct content will look like this. It's relevant and real life teaching and experiencing manhood in the following five aspects: identity, integrity, responsibility, community, and destiny. A masculine context. There was a survey done many years ago about the difference between men and women. Men generally require space for themselves, whereas women would appreciate intimacy in a relationship. Men are more facts-oriented with information. Women are more for relationship with feeling. Men likes to face challenges and win and conquer with the situation, whereas women prefer security on partnership and cooperation. Men tend to fix the problems, whereas women would accept the problems. Men also need a mentoring community. We need to have mentors and models in men's life for maturity and multiplication. Christian men seek to have mentors in men's ministry platform. I'm grateful to God to have a pastor, Kurt, as my mentor for many years now. I met him for the first time in men's ministry platform in 2007. In 2010, one day he called me up for lunch. Since then, we have been together as I felt the Lord was leading me to this vital ministry to men. I've benefited a lot over the years from this, a band of brothers and my mentor to go through a number of personal crises in church leadership, workplace crises, even my own marriage issues. So we have a manhood content, masculine context, and mentoring community in men's ministry. One key that needs to cradle all of the above is critically needed in our churches for men, but it's often missing. That is what we call a safe place. A safe place is the ethos of men ministry. A safe place actually stands for the following: S, share authentically; A, accept one another without judgment; F, fix not thy brothers. We are not to fix the man's problem whenever he shares. E, encourage one another. We must value and build a safe place in the ministry to men. There's a place where men can grow in the brotherhood journey together with other men. Over the years, Men Ministry Network has conducted the Men Discipleship Journey Equipping Series. All have been recorded to become the resource for men ministry in our local context. There are over 50 sessions of men's discipleship material for reference and use. It is also uploaded through MMM website for helping the churches who wish to embark to start and grow the men ministry in their local churches. May I share this with you? Over the years, we've heard feedback to say that their church programs are already packed with many ministries. May we see the need and have the vision of setting up and growing such vital ministry to men. Men really need help. If you get the men, you'll get them to lead their family well by being faithful husband, a living father, a filial son to their parents. They may become committed Christians to make an impact in the marketplace, to lead in the local church as lay leaders, etc. To start, the men ministry must be seen as a complementary ministry to help the church grow their men. It must not be a competing ministry, as that may be closed down one day by your senior pastor. If that is found to be difficult, to add one more ministry in the local church. May God give wisdom to the male leaders who are involved in the ministry to men in the local church. There are a few models which can be adopted. First, all work must begin with prayers by a few men who have caught the vision to start the vital ministry to men. Let me share with you one aspect of outcome in the men ministry platform. That's to see men rising up to serve the church as God's men. Before I go further, I'd like to share with you my family photo taken last year when my daughter got married. Thankful to God for helping me to lead my family in Christ. Ever since I have been transformed, God helped me also I pray that may God help the three men in my family, you know, to continue to do our part to live a life pleasing to God and our Savior. My prayer is that every man finds a church community where we can belong to and serve together as a spiritual family. Church is a community of believers, be it small or large church you come from. We spoke to the men and encouraged them to step up to serve in the church as God's men. It's where God gives us the opportunity and privilege to serve God and His people as a spiritual family. We call each other brothers and sisters in Christ. Our Heavenly Father is our God above all, and Christ is the head of the church. We are His body, as we are different parts of this body, playing different roles and functions. We serve in the various capacity given by God for us men to do. Just now we read the text, Dennis read for us. It's supposed to be read by all, but he has taken. In fact, I asked him to read, but he read it earlier than. So we will just go through it. So I'm so thankful. This is a passage that we use to speak to the man. From this text, we can find that God give to every believer to serve. Isn't it amazing? God has indeed done that to every believer. We spoke to the Christian men about serving in men ministry and in various capacity in churches they are attending. When we are obedient by the Lord through the Savior given to us due to our faith in Christ, God already prepared us to serve by giving us His gift. We may not realize it. We are indeed useful in the church we are attending. Bible clearly says that each one has received a gift to serve. At least one gift, if you are honest to yourself. Never fail to acknowledge it. Some men can be very good in logistics and to help out in the church, repairs and maintenance work. Some of you are good at interpretation. Some of you are musically inclined even without going through the proper music course. Some of you can be very good ushers in church. The list goes on about your gift. You may have it. There are so many roles you can serve. Some are gifted in teaching and some are real handymen. Since we are given gift, 1 Peter chapter 4 says, I would like to move on to the next slide. I want to cover this 4. 1 Peter chapter 4 says, use it to serve one another as God's stewards of God's varied grace. Good steward of God's varied grace, not to hide your gift from serving. That's God's plan and purpose for us to be gifted in some areas in order to build up His church wherever we are attending. It implies that we are giving while serving. Serving is about giving. Serving is one way to give our gift, talent, time, and even treasure, money, for God's kingdom work and the church you are attending. This is as the Lord leads you to do so in serving. We encourage the men to do so as the Lord leads us. Please know that it's God's very grace to us when we do not deserve to receive such gift from God to serve. God has chosen you and me to be His instrument to fulfill what needed to be done in His church wherever we are serving. So let's take this seriously and do our best to give it all unto the Lord. It's an honor and privilege to be given such gift by God to serve His people. Ultimately, it is about giving God the glory. It must never be self-serving and self-glorifying. It's all about Jesus. We encourage the men to serve with this 4G understanding about serving. May God grant us vision to see how best we can serve the men as we do so in the ministry to men.